Thank you. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly host. Savior is born. When God comes to us to bring us peace, we find in Jesus our soul's release. In holiness we find love, our hearts are filled in this silent night. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, On Christmas Day, a humble girl gave birth to hope for all the world. This is Emmanuel. How awesome and mysterious, the Lord of heaven draws near to us. This is Emmanuel. The hands that once split night from day now feebly clutch a blade of hay. This is Emmanuel. Majestic King, now small and weak, the Word of God must learn to speak. This is Emmanuel. This is our God, seen by our eyes. The love of the Father made known in Jesus Christ. This is our God, worthy of praise. The love of the Father revealed on Christmas Day. The shepherds come and bow to him, the Lamb who takes away our sin. This is Emmanuel. For God has entered time and space to show the world his endless grace. This is Emmanuel. This is our God, seen by our eyes. The love of the Father made known in Jesus Christ. This is our God, worthy of praise. The love of the Father revealed on Christmas Day. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, our God is with us now. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, our God is with us now. This is our God, seen by our eyes. The love of the Father made known in Jesus Christ. This is our God, worthy of praise. The love of the Father revealed on Christmas Day. The love of the Father revealed on Christmas Day.
Many ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth and then formed human beings in God's own image. Long after the great flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant. 21 centuries from the time the promise was given to Abraham and Sarah. 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and Miriam danced in freedom. 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the Judges. 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king, fulfillment of the times and years and months and days discerned by the prophets. In the 194th Olympian, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus. While the whole world enjoyed a span of peace, Jesus Christ, eternal God and Son of the eternal Father, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit and 9 months of growth in the womb of his mother, now, in our own times, is the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, God made flesh. Please rise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who makes all things new. Rejoice, I bring good news for all people. Unto us a child is born. Alleluia. The angels sing on earth, glory to God in the highest.
Amen.
As we celebrate the birth of Christ, our Savior, let us acknowledge our failure to receive him full into our world, trusting in the mercy of God. Almighty God, Isaiah foretold the good news that is now proclaimed to us. The Lord has comforted the people and redeemed Jerusalem. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven all your sins.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
A reading from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 96 responsively in the congregation, reading the bold print. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among peoples. As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols, but you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord honor and power. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Tell it out among the nations. The Lord is king. The one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. Judge the peoples with
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. A reading from Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce the impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. While we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestations of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, He it is who gave Himself for us, that we might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for His good deeds. The word of the Lord.
Oh,
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Being home for the holidays is something that many of us cherish. It's also something we might lament for those of us who can't make it home, or those that we love who are unable to make it home. The Christmas story in Luke's Gospel has caused many of us to have heartwarming connections to it. But when we don't fully romanticize the story, we might be able to appreciate a little bit more of what Luke's gospel is trying to convey to us. The Son of the Father goes the distance by emptying himself and taking on our flesh to be our Emmanuel, God with us, to make God's home with us. This aspect of the story of Christmas, God making God's home with us, is one in which we find much joy and jubilation in. Our understanding of home is more than just a geographical location. There are some among us that would say home is where the heart is. Yet I believe for Christians, we are saying the God who is love has made a home here with us. And that's part of the joy of Christmas. It's more than just where our heart is. It's where God's heart is. The creator and ruler of the universe coming to us in such a way that we should redefine and reorient how we navigate through life. Certainly the Christmas story is about life. Part of the story is how the lives of Mary and Joseph had to navigate their life amid imperial decrees. The political nature of the Christmas story in Luke makes a distinction between the way of Jesus and the way of the empires of the world. Notice that Caesar appears to be the major cause of movement in Luke's Christmas story. But God has other things in store for us and for the world. There is a contrast here between Caesar and Christ. Augustus ruled from a palace. Jesus is placed in a feeding trough. Earthly choirs and imperial temples praised Augustus, celebrating his birthday. Heavenly choirs praised Jesus at his birth. Augustus was hailed as the source of Pax Romana, the Roman peace. Heaven's choirs praised Jesus as the source of true peace. Augustus was hailed as Savior and Lord. The angel of the Lord announces Jesus as Savior and Lord. Augustus enjoyed the praise of the powerful. Angels announced Jesus' birth to shepherds who were considered lowly and often despised. The light that breaks through on Christmas might jar us at first. It might be unsettling and terrifying. But in that exposure, we know that we do not have to be afraid or ashamed, for God has come to make his home with us. In this home that God makes with us here on earth, the outcasts, those on the margins of society, the nobodies of the world, they're welcomed into God's home. It is the good news of great joy for all people that today a Savior is born. And it is certainly for all people, not just the privileged and the powerful, or one group or nation. It is good news for all people. It is Jesus that overcomes our sin and brokenness and makes us right with God and calls us to be in community with one another, to be at home with God, and to be a people that invites others to be at home with our God who dwells with us. The source of peace does not come from the violent force of a ruler. It's found in the humble one who comes to us as a child, a baby. Evil and death is not defeated by the violence of nations, but by the love poured out for us on the cross. Even when our dark and broken world tries to reject God, who makes God's home with us, grace, mercy, forgiveness, and love overcome all that. As Martin Luther preached on Luke's Christmas story, he condemns the conditions that the Holy Family had to deal with. He says, "See, this is the first picture with which Christ puts the world to shame and exposes all it does and knows. It shows that the world's greatest wisdom is foolishness, her best actions are wrong, and her greatest treasures are misfortunes." Luther goes on to say that Joseph and Mary had to occupy a stable because there was no room for her in the inn, in the place where the pilgrim guests generally lodged. All the guests were cared for, with room, food, and bed, except these poor people who had to creep into a stable where it was customary to house cattle. Luther points out that the word for guest room in Luke chapter 2 also appears in Luke chapter 22, verse 11, where Jesus sends the disciples to prepare the supper. Jesus said, "And say to the owner of the house, the teacher asked you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" It is there where that meal, the Lord's Supper, the sacrament of Holy Communion, was instituted. God has come to make God's home with us. And God continues to be present with us when God invites and welcomes us to gather into community, to hear the word, and to receive him in the Holy Supper, the bread of heaven, and the cup of salvation, the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are all guilty of not making room for God, regardless of how faithful we might be. We all push God to the margins of our lives at times. But the good news is that the faithfulness of God continues to seek us out. The faithfulness of Christ does not give up on us. From manger to cross to empty tomb, we rejoice in a God that brings to the world salvation through love. In this good news of great joy for all people, may the story of Christmas continue to transform us, that we may continue to see home as more than just a geographical location, but where we see God dwelling with us in our lives and in the world. God's kingdom is not of this world, and we are invited to follow the way of Jesus and live under his rule, which is a rule of love that tears down the walls of division and is truly the way of peace, that sees our neighbor as family, and how the love that we share can be spaces in which others might feel at home with God. Today we celebrate the Christ that has come to us. Today we celebrate the Christ that is with us. And whenever we or someone finds liberation, joy, freedom, and salvation, when the love of Jesus is shared, God is saying to each and every one of us, "Welcome home." May we rejoice in this good news and welcome others into God's eternal home of grace and love. Thanks be to God. Merry Christmas.
Let us say we would believe in the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven,
was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ's coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. Your infinite love is born to us this night. With choirs of angels, and the church proclaims the good news. Send us out as messengers of the hope that has come to all people, God of grace. You guide our ministers. We pray for Daniel, our bishop, Elizabeth, our presiding bishop, Michael, our presiding bishop pro tem, Adam, our pastor and conference dean, all pastors, deacons, and all who minister in Christ, and for all the holy people of God, God of grace. You are pleased to dwell with your creatures, and the whole earth sings for joy. Renew the splendor of creation from the smallest cell to the widest galaxies. Guide us to be wise stewards of your gifts for the sake of generations to come, God of grace. Your authority is over the nations. Break the rod of oppression in every land and free all people from fear. Bring peace where there is war, compassion where there is suffering, and healing where there is disease. God of grace. You cherish those who are most vulnerable. Protect infants and children and bless those who care for them. Watch over women giving birth. Attend the dying and relieve any who are in pain. Shelter refugee families and those who have no home, God of grace. Your loving kindness embraces everyone in need. Help any for those whom this season is lonely or joyless. Comfort those among us or known to us who are experiencing distress of body or mind, missing loved ones, or grieving, God of grace. You welcome those who have died into the joyous light of glory. We give thanks for the saints of every time and place who have praised you with their lives of faith and humility. Inspire us by their example to love you by serving others, God of grace.
Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of God's peace.
us pray. God with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory. That beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy and wondrous God, long ago you spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways. And in these last days you have spoken to us in your word made flesh, Jesus, who proclaimed your dream of peace. He gave himself for our weary world, accepting death so that we might live, and held our darkness deep within until through cross and grave and empty tomb he set us free for love. In a night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And so we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Recalling his death and resurrection and longing for his coming glory, we offer you these gifts of bread and wine and our lives in thanks and praise. Pour out your Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be for us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Pour out your Spirit upon us, that we might be a people of grace and truth, bearing good news of joy in every season. And bring us at last, with Mary and Joseph and all your saints, to that vision of eternal splendor for which you have created us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom. Teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. Distribution of the sacrament of Holy Communion will be by method of intinction, and we'll do it continuously. I will be in the center aisle with consecrated hosts. We'll have two stations, chalices of consecrated wine. If anybody desires grape juice, that will be on the lectern side. Intinction is what I will be giving you, the consecrated host, and you'll dip it into the chalice of your choice. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Christ is present here and he offers himself. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ, the Son, to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Announcements?
Pastor, could you come forward, please? On behalf of the congregation, I have the honor of extending the pastor's gift this year. Thank you for your continuing faithfulness to your call and this congregation. Because of your obedience, this congregation has been able to touch the lives of many, many more than we could do ever before. May the Lord bless you and keep you this Christmas season and in the new year. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Believe it or not, I'm going on 13 years this coming June here. It's my first call, and my wife and I are transplants. I'm from New York, and my wife's from Pennsylvania, as many of you know. And I mean it. Like, this is home, partly because of the love that we've received from you in enabling us to be at home in that love that you share. We receive Jesus from you as much as we minister to you. So it's a mutual ministry. The lives that we touch, we do this mission together. So I am grateful for all of you. May the word that Mary brought to birth carry you into new and abundant life.
Amen.
May the word that Joseph cradled in his arms enfold you with love and strength.
Amen.
May the word that angels proclaimed in song bring harmony to our world.
Amen.
And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Holy night.
side. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born.
In the highest. Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus.
Thanks be to God.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Super excited. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're doing this again. Yeah. Did you have fun? Yeah. It worked out perfectly. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, well, I knew you were going to be around, and you know, I mean, like everybody's going to be around. Oh no, that's fine. Well, you're around. You're here, so we can get you a regular Sunday. If you could do the Super Bowl and church services, you can do. You can do regular season. This is it. Yeah, this is it. This is, you know, this and Easter, two different tournaments. You know what I mean? It's like in-season tournament and then Easter. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Oh, okay, great.